The only valid excuse to maintain separate beds centered on his safety and her worry that she was dragging him to a place he didn't deserve, into danger he shouldn't have to handle. But the excitement in his voice when she made the offer earlier, the way his whole body snapped alert and those beautiful dark eyes stared right into her, said he knew and didn't care. He understood the risks, maybe not the risk, but he'd made some sort of mental calculation and decided she was worth it. She didn't get it, but she didn't have the strength or the will to keep him at a distance either. She heard him clear his throat from across the room. For the first time, she realized she stood there holding her coat just inches inside the front door.
"One question."
She tensed, waiting for him to say something that would steer them off course and back into danger talk.
"Go ahead.
Why are your jackets so big?"
"Not expecting that."
"What?"
"I'm not a fashion expert, but it's like you're wearing the wrong size."
"I am. They came with the house." As far as explanations went, it wasn't the most rational, but it was the truth.
He smiled.
"Excuse me?"
"They were in the closet. Well, in a box in the closet." He continued to stare at her, wide-eyed and waiting. "The jacket I brought with me when I moved here wasn't warm enough." She hung the one she was holding on the hook by the door and stepped down into the living area. "At first, I thought there was something wrong with me because I was freezing all the time, even in summer. Then I realized the chill here is different. It whips off the water and blows through you. Never experienced that before."
2 years in and you haven't acclimated?"
Then it dawned on her. She'd been staring into space, and the mundane conversation eased her back. He was giving her time and space, because that's who he was. She'd picked the right man to attack that first night. "Maybe I've been waiting for the right person to come along and warm me up." He visibly swallowed.
"I want to be clear."
"I'm listening.
Watching.
Ready." She walked toward the ladder, rested her hand on it as she kicked off her boots.
"I'm not holding you to anything you said today. Things happened and, you know, emotions."
He was extra cute right now, all windblown with rosy cheeks. The sweater he wore hugged his chest and highlighted his trim waist. She'd seen him in a t-shirt and sweatpants. That's as close to undressed as he got when she was still downstairs each night. He didn't strike her as shy. His clothing choices were likely out of deference to her. Now she wanted to know what he hid under there.
"Such as?"
"The flirting, some dirty talk. I'm all for it. But that doesn't mean we have to."
"Stop talking and come with me." She turned and started up the ladder. That put him below her. "Let him look." She took her time getting up the rungs, shook her hips a bit, and heard him suck in air. The energy pinging around inside of her threatened to knock her off those rungs. Then his hand skimmed along the small of her back, waking up every nerve and every cell. His fingers caressed her spine. She had no idea how she made it up to the loft without falling. She spied the unmade bed, then turned in time to see him slip up behind her. His footsteps echoed on the hardwood as he moved to stand in front of her. The urge to touch him overwhelmed her. She gave in, smoothing her palms over his chest while fighting the need to pull that sweater off him. "I'm here with you because I want to be here with you. Got it?"
"If that changes, you tell me."
Consent had never been sexier. "You're irresistible." His hand closed over hers in a gentle touch.
"I'm serious."
"So am I. And yes, I want you. With me, over me, in me." She met his gaze without blinking. "Clear enough?" His breathing ticked up. His chest rose and fell, faster and more labored now.
"Very."
She brushed her fingertips gently over the edge of his new scar. "The stitches are gone."
"Doc thought about keeping them in a few more days, but my manly whining."